The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back, DGS207. So that was unexpected. If you're just tuning in the last segment, we had an old friend of mine, she used to sell for the radio station 10, 15 years ago. And we were good pals. We were close. But I haven't thought of her, and I'm sure she hasn't thought of me in 10 or 15 years. Couple weeks ago, Mike Elam said he was doing some voice work for this lady who's a psychic medium, and she smokes pot, and she talks to dead people, called the Weedium. And then Julia, who has been with me for 24 years, texted me, and she said, that's Shannon, who we used to work with. And, oh my God. So we just had her on, and she was doing a reading. And you guys know how I am. I do paranormal stuff all the time. I'm an agnostic. Open-minded, and we're going to replay this at 4:30, or you can podcast it. But she started talking about my dad and in the military, and talked about this knife that I gave him so that he could identify himself, and then talked about, I'm going to really try not to get emotional here, try to be professional. But Maria Keenan came in while I was talking to Shannon off the air, and she was like, are you okay? Because she was listening to that whole thing. And talked about how my dad felt bad because he hadn't been there for me the way he should have. And, you know, proud of me and everything. So I get on the phone in there, and she's just going a mile a minute. And she said, I'm looking at your house. It's a little house. It's one story. It's white.
Wow.
You're in the front yard. You have white blonde hair. Here's what your dad looks like. And he was saying that, like, this was the good time before things went bad. And it's so crazy because I hint around a lot on the show about my childhood. But out of respect to my mom and dad, I never wanted to, like, go into detail. But she went into detail. And she said, your mom's here. Your brother's here.
Oh, my God.
He didn't know if you wanted to talk to him.
What?
Described him. It's just crazy. So... who knows? But I'm going to call her later tonight.
Wow.
I think you should.
Yeah. That was really something.
It really is because, you know, it starts and it's like all these different things. It's like, well, you know, that could be anything. That could be anything. When she landed on the knife and you made that connection, I don't know. That's kind of wild. And then I mean, I know we're friends. Like, you've shared a lot. And, like,
you know,
a lot of things are lining up as far as what you just described. How do you feel right now?
I hope it's real.
Mm-hmm.
It would be wonderful to think that they still exist. If there's anything I could have heard from my dad, that's what I would have wanted to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no way for her to know that. Like, we were friends, but not like we're friends. Like, she didn't know any of those stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she didn't even know if my dad was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when she was describing my house, and she said it's from an old picture, not the Polaroid kind, the one with the rounded edges that you'd have to take to a photo booth. And your dad is there, and he just turned around in time for the picture. And there's a little boy with blonde hair, and he has a red ball, and it's a big yard, but no fences. And just like, she didn't say anything that was inaccurate, which was crazy. So, and then, like, you know, I'm watching the clock, and I have to be back on the air, and I didn't want you guys to have to jump in without me. But at the same time, it's like, according to her, my mom and my dad and my brother are lined up waiting to talk to me. So.
We were actually in here making preparations to, like, all right, so what can we do here if it needs to stay in there? Because there's no reason to rush that.
Yeah, she said, your brother's here, and, you know, he went after your dad, and your mom's here, and your dad's standing there with his arms around him. And she said, you need to know that the relationships that they had here on Earth are not the relationships they have now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because of my...
I think so.
Yeah.
I think I'm a pretty firm believer that that would be the case. You know what I mean? Like, you get up there and you have benefits of experience that you didn't have. You also don't have, you know, the whatever baggage and whatever is weighing you down in this life. Maybe whatever comes after, you don't have that. And that makes, I think, all of these things much easier.
I don't even know where to go.
If that makes sense.
Why don't we take a break? It's around break time.
Yeah,
why don't we take a break and reset?
Okay.
Let's do that.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Churn world. Serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Beat it up an ox. Speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down.
Welcome back, DGS 220. I literally don't know what to do. I mean, we have three friggin' hours left.
I know, and I have fast food news queued up, but it's like, do we really want to do fast food news right now? I don't know.
See, this is the beauty of the DGS. You just literally never know. We had the worst start to the show we've had in 25 years. It was just clunky, and it was just awkward. No one knew what to say or talk about. And then we had Shannon on, if you guys are just joining us, who's the weedium, and she talks to dead people. And in my entire career of doing this and doing all the paranormal stuff, you guys know this. I don't think it's because I'm, like, star of the show, or I don't know why it is, but people typically come through and want to talk to me. And as soon as she started talking about military, and then when she started talking about that knife I gave my dad, and then the messages he had for me were so spot on. And then I went in and talked to her, and she described my house growing up and my family. And
So I'm wondering, you know, you said, oh, I think,
by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Rach. Thank you to everyone on the stream. Everyone's being super cool and really loving, so
everybody's just watching us on a live stream.
I mean, what a thing to watch. I mean, what a thing to witness. Just like,
I know,
that's crazy.
So you said the other day that, you know, your dad was kind of a tough guy, but he was always very soft around Christmas and loved Christmas. Is there any sort of significance around this time of year or Thanksgiving that you think, like, would have made him come through? I mean, obviously this is the time you're talking to this medium, but
I forgot to tell you what my brother said.
What did he say?
Congratulations on your anniversary.
Wow.
She didn't.
Yeah, how would she?
She didn't know that I had a brother.
And, I mean, does she know it was a 25-year anniversary?
No. Yeah. We lost track 15 years ago.
That is so crazy.
I'm anxious to call her later, but I'm also like, oh.
No, I think you should be excited. I think this is a good thing.
Our girl Adriana is on the stream, taking a school day off. She says, I've started raising money for Operation Backpack this year. Thank you, sweetheart.
Hey. Thanks, Adriana.
Very cool.
Get some more keychains going.
Well, I will keep you guys updated on what Shannon says.
Okay. Yeah, text us tonight. And
this is so weird for me because, like all of you already know, I'm an agnostic. I'm not a believer in any major religion, but I pray all the time to whoever's listening. I've done all this paranormal stuff. I've seen things I can't explain. I've had things happen to me in my life I can't explain. My own little weird sixth sense kind of stuff. And you guys don't know Shannon like I know Shannon, but anyone listening that could tell that was sincere. Like, she wasn't putting on a show.
Yeah.
She was really having those emotions.
Absolutely. Okay, Adriana is actually being too cute right now.
Yeah.
She says, Andrew is not alone on Garf Island. I love Garfield, too. I would like to visit Garf Island sometime.
Anybody can. Just go to your local bookstore, pick up a couple of Garf books. I'm telling you, my childhood would not have been the same without Garf in it. And I'm glad that he's able to be there for Adriana the way he was able to be there for me.
Maybe he could come through to you on a reading.
Why? Okay. Sorry. Why have you ever pondered why do they draw him with such huge feet?
I think it's just cute.
Is it cute?
Yeah, he's got mitts. He's got slappers.
Maybe
something
the weirdest question ever asked on the DGS.
Something to think about.
Absolutely.
Apropos and nothing.
Why is nobody talking about this?
Why does Jiminy Cricket have such a big ass? Well, you want to do some fast food news?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do a couple.
Got to transition at some point.
I have a lot of fast food news stories, so we'll be able to circle back later if you guys would like. Fast food news, Domino's is debuting a new spicy chicken bacon ranch pizza. Mm. Kind of just said it all, but it sounds delicious. It comes with a drizzle of buffalo sauce, if you're into that sort of thing. And Wingstop has launched a new fiery lime flavor. It's like a margarita-inspired flavor, a dynamic blend of refreshing lime and bold chili lime seasoning. 3 flames out of 5 on the Wingstop heat scale.
I'm getting Wingstop tonight. I'm very excited.
There you go.
Some lemon pepper. Get some barbecue.
French dip returns to Firehouse Subs. I feel so weird doing this right now.
Yeah,
I know, because Dave's fielding a million text messages, which he should be, because that was crazy what just happened. And I'm like, the Firehouse French dip features premium cut.
I told these guys on the break, I feel so bad. I booked her for 1:30 because I'm like, this will be fun.
Take a look at this hot dog.
One thing that's not going to happen is no one's going to cry. Okay, I know that for a fact.
This will be so fun, and now I feel like I've kind of ruined
it. It's going to be a barrel of laughs.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
You guys ever been to Firehouse Subs? I haven't.
I have.
What's it like?
It's yummy, actually. It's on a higher tier, I think, of sandwich place.
Now, Andrew.
Yes.
Do you like the Jersey Mike's subs? Have you ever been to Jersey Mike's?
I've only been to Jersey Mike's once. I did like it quite a bit.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
I went in when I was in California. There was one not far from our hotel. So the morning of my brother's wedding, gotta eat something. So we walked over.
Do you remember what kind you got?
Yeah, it was something Italian.
Okay.
Some kind of Italian meats and cheeses. It had some salami that they sliced there and stuff, which is cool to watch. Because I think that's the thing that makes them unique. So I think they're the only sandwich chain that slices the meat right there on the line.
They have the meats. Wait, that's Arby's. Okay, let's do one more fast food news story before we have to take a break. The McRib has returned to select McDonald's restaurants. I knew about this before I even saw the article because Andrew and Megan were going and getting Megan her McRibs. I know she's a McRib lover.
She is.
But we are very lucky because it's in a limited area for a limited time. So St. Louis, along with Miami, Dallas, Cleveland, Atlanta, Chicago, Seattle, and L.A. are getting the McRib, but it's not all over the place. We are truly blessed right now to receive the McRibby goodness.
I think it's just Megan. She's just keeping
keeping the economy going.
There's one person who's going to get the McRib 42 times if we bring it back once.
I'm sorry, not to air her out, but didn't you guys get it two nights in a row?
Two nights in a row. We got it. I got it as a surprise because she didn't know.
For a short time.
I surprised her with it because she didn't know it was back yet. And then the next day I was like, let's just grab something on the way home. What do you want? And she's like, kind of want a McRib again. And I'm like, I knew you were going to say that.
You know, since you asked.
I knew she was going to say that.
I think we're going to go McRib mode. I decline. It's the end of
the world as we know it. Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Time to talk to our pal Bernie Miklas. Hello, Bern.
Hey, good afternoon. Hope everybody's good. Getting in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, man.
Out there already. Yep.
You know what I want to start with? It's the weirdest thing. It is not about baseball. It's about basketball from the 70s. But I saw a picture of this guy, and he meant the world to me when I was a kid. And you growing up where you did, I bet he did for you as well. You know who never gets enough credit when they talk about LeBron and Kobe and Michael? Dr. J.
Absolutely. I mean, he broke the mold, kind of. Or he created it.
Created it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he took the NBA in a different direction, you know, coming from the ABA to the NBA with just a whole new style of play, you know, the ability to just beat defenders one-on-one. He had those thunder and lightning dunks, and he could do it all. I mean, just a marvelously entertaining and dominant player, and he sort of paved the way for the new NBA, you know, with Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and their rivalry, you know, arriving soon after that. But Dr. J, I mean, could call him a pioneer. And you're right about me growing up, you know, in that area. I mean, I would get in my father's car and drive up to Philly just to see Dr. J play a couple times a year.
Oh, man. I can't believe you saw him play. That's super cool.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot. Yeah, I'd probably say about 10 games in all.
That's really fun. So,
yep.
So, I've so much, as you know, I've so much enjoyed my evolution of a baseball fan through you guys. I mean, my God, it's like you know, studying cooking with Julia Childs or something. I get to talk to Bernie McLis and Kevin Wheeler and Matt Pauly and Derek Gould. And I think I'm finally understanding the rebuild thing. It took me a minute, not going to lie. I never right. questioned the need for it. I just didn't understand the structure of it. But the more I look at this Sonny Gray trade, the more I really see the upside for us.
I think what you're feeling is common out there, because I think, you know, and I've said before, you know, the Cardinals have not had to rebuild for a very long time, which is a credit to Bill DeWitt. And so it's a new experience. It's kind of a foreign experience. It's like, well, what is this going to be like? And I think the Heim Bloom trading of Sonny Gray just presented a picture of how this will work. And Bloom has said this all along. You know, he's been consistent. We're, you know, if we're going to weigh what's best for us, the short term compared to maybe long term, we're always going to go with the long term. And his first big trade as a Cardinals president of baseball operations reflects that philosophy. And it's pretty obvious he's going to stick to it. And what that means is he's going to do his best to continue to collect young talent for the Cardinals organization. Pitching talent is young pitching talent starting. And, you know, he's obviously going to be looking to add prospects, young assets at other positions. But I found it appropriate that the first thing he went for was young pitching.
What would you, I mean, it could go in any order, but what would you think would be next on the hierarchy for Heim?
You know, it could be more pitching. And, or it could be, if there's a chance. This is definitely, if there is a legitimate chance, realistic chance, he can add a young power hitter, cost-controlled power hitter. It's a guy at AAA who's close to the majors. Maybe it's someone pretty young in the majors who can hit for power. I think he'd be very aggressive about getting a guy like that. It'd probably be, you know, probably be a pretty hefty price to pay on that, but the Cardinals need to go get power as part of their rebuild. It's got to be young power, not old guy power, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you, I'm fascinated by the catching situation, maybe because I live with Kevin Wheeler and he's always talking about it, but I heard you talking about the possibility of maybe trading Páez away. Would that be moving Crooks up?
Well, that's the question. You know, who do the Cardinals value more? Do they value Jimmy Crooks, who I think has got more offensive upside than Páez? And Jimmy Crooks, they really like the way he handled the pitching staff. I think he's in for some more playing time, you know, in 2026, unless, you know, he would be a trade piece. Who knows? I think Páez is really good defensively. I think he's a little overrated defensively. I think Kevin Wheeler agrees with that too. We've talked about it, but he does handle the pitching staff very well. But, you know, you have the Yvonne Herrera situation. Cardinals are going to give him a chance to play, give him a chance to catch. But as I think I said maybe last week on the show, you know, we're not talking about, well, he's going to be our catcher and he's going to catch 115 games. I think it's a situation where they'll use him at catcher unless it's just a disaster in spring training. He still can't throw. But the playing time would be relatively light, you know, maybe 50, 60, 65, 70 games, something like that, if it works out. And that would leave plenty of room for Crooks to handle the rest. And I think that would make Páez expendable. But it really, They've got a gold glove minor league catcher, Leonardo Bernal, who's going to be a Triple-A next season. His offense has got to get going, but, I mean, he's an excellent defensive catcher. And then the big prize is Raniel Rodriguez, and I'm more excited about him than J.J. Weatherholt.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the 18-year-old catcher who last season in the minors at age 18, he became only one of nine 18-year-olds in Major League Baseball history to, I should say, minor league history. So let me do that again, and I apologize. He became only one of nine players all time to, at the age of 18, to have an offensive performance that was 50% above league average or higher. You know who some of the guys on that list are? Hmm. Mike Trout, Freddie Freeman, Bryce Harper, on and on and on. All of these future stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was sick. This kid was 62% above the league average down there. And the scouts are swooning, and all of the prospect watchers are swooning. And, you know, I did a little study of this, and it's not unusual to see like phenom catchers, young dudes, get to the majors at age 20, 21, even age 19. Ted Simmons came to the majors for the first time at age 18. You know, my point is, I think this kid is on a really fast track to St. Louis because he's got a chance to be very, very, very special.
So
and if people want to find out more, I did do a video on that at STL Sports Central, and people are just gobbling it up. I mean, it's like 7,000 views so far, and I just did it yesterday.
So I know that Sonny is very different from, say, Donovan, and we sent $20 million and he was making $35 million. I get all that. But like the couple of prospects that we got for Sonny, if we were to trade Donovan to a team for similar players, is that about what we're looking at for Donovan?
I think it's hard to say for sure because I don't know what kind of offers he'll get, but I think Heim Bloom's going to have plenty of offers. I think maybe this is a situation where he can get a young power hitting prospect that's not that far away from the majors. Maybe that'll be it. Maybe a team's got a really, really good hitter out there on their team. There's some redundancy, so maybe they want to move a cost-controlled hitter who's really good. But I don't think he's ever going to turn down the chance to get more pitching because the Cardinals neglected that area for such a long time, and he's restocking it and restocking it and restocking it. They'll get more for Donovan. I mean, the return for Gray is exactly what I thought it would be. Okay. Now, I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but I said he'll get one guy, he'll get one pitcher that's close to the majors that can plug in, which he did with Richard Fitz, and he will get another guy who's going to be younger. He's got dynamic stuff, but he's wild, and he's a little risky. But if he pays off as a lottery ticket in this trade, the Cardinals would have a very special young pitcher, you know, and I'm talking about the other dude that they got, and I'm being stupid because I'm sitting here.
Clark.
Yeah, stupid. Anyway, so I even said, anytime anybody asked me, I said, I wouldn't be surprised if this young guy who's really got tremendous upside, will be a guy in A-level baseball that we've never heard of. But this kid has got amazing stuff. But listen, there's a lot to prove. Hey, there have been, and I know I don't have time to go through all this. I did a lot of homework this morning about pitching prospects who get traded. And listen, there's a high failure rate, but there have been some amazing prospects traded from the minor leagues to someone else who paid off in a huge way, one of them being Adam Wainwright. John Smoltz being one of those guys, Dylan Cease being one of those guys. I mean, it's a pretty prestigious list of pitching talent. So that's why you go for the lottery ticket, because there's no sure thing anyway, but go for the lottery ticket if you believe that guy's got a chance to pay off. And that's exactly what Heim Bloom did here. And I thought, listen, all of the reviews on that trade from the Cardinals standpoint have been really positive, except for a couple, and that's okay. Yeah. People can disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I don't expect Haim to be flawless and not make some bad decisions, but I think this is a great first trade. It sort of telegraphs where he's going, and I think most people are probably, they get it and they understand and feel a little more comfortable today.
Well, right, and the thing I really like about it as an overview, okay, is that Haim Bloom was very decisive. He knew what he wanted. He wasn't going to fool around. He weighed the offers. This one was definitely the best in his mind, and also the people that work with him, they all were on board. They say, because we have a chance to get this kid that could be something else. And that's what rebuilding teams do. So he was really decisive. He didn't dilly-dally. It's like he got the offer, and boom, it's done. And one of the criticisms of him in Boston as a first-time guy running a franchise or baseball operation is that he was indecisive, he hesitated, he was didn't have confidence, didn't want to pull the trigger on a trade. He was kind of wishy-washy. I think he learned from that, and he came out of the gate here, his first trade as a Cardinals boss, baseball boss, boom, just right away. And he also, by making this trade, to your point you just made a couple of minutes ago, this also showed people who didn't get it, this is what a rebuild is.
Yeah.
Trades like this represent what a rebuild is.
All right, buddy. Can you hold on 1 second? We're going to have Michael Calhoun jump on air, then we'll do Saliga.
Sure.
All right, Michael.
This is just in from the Associated Press. Two National Guard members that were shot near the White House have died. Two West Virginia National Guard members have died in that shooting near the White House.
Oh, that's awful. Oh. Absolutely awful. Thank you, Michael. Sorry about that timing, Byrne. Tell us about Saliga before we let you go.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Apologies. It's kind of a weird show. Wheels isn't here. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We have 1 foot out the door. and thinking about turkey and stuffing and stuff like that. And then about an hour ago, we had a medium on who happens to be an old friend of mine, and we hadn't spoken in 15 years. And we were good friends, but we weren't close friends. Like, she didn't know anything about my family. And she started doing a reading, and certainly seemed like it was for me, about my dad. And it was incredibly emotional and just, I'll be honest with you, pretty jarring. And we're trying to do a radio show, and we're doing breaks, and we're doing live endorsements. And I'm in the other room, Andrew's room, talking to Shannon, and she's bawling, and she's telling me things my brother's saying. And whatever you think of the paranormal or mediums or what have you, like, it was weird. It was really something. And we're just all feeling kind of
emotional
and weird and rattled and And I know that when I'm out of here tonight, I'm going to call Shannon on my way home, and we're going to talk again. So
I think you should
remind you guys that we have about 1 month left in our Hardee's Operation Food Search campaign. We've done it 7 straight years now. We're trying to get to a total aggregate of $700,000 from the DGS. That's 3,200 kids per year that you guys fund for the backpack program. That's like, I'm getting emotional again. But it's not just words. It's not just niceties. 3,200 human babies who wouldn't eat over the weekend eat because of you for the past 7 years.
And it's also important to keep in mind it's in the St. Louis area too.
That's right.
Not that we
and
don't
want immediate.
Right, exactly. Not that we don't want to help other people, but you got to take care of your area before you take care of anywhere else. And this helps kids in St. Louis.
Yeah, all you have to do is go by Hardee's. Get some of the great food. They should ask you if you want to give an extra dollar for a DGS sticker. Hopefully you can give more than that. And if you can't make it, you can donate online at operationfoodsearch.org. There's a little space. You can just put in DGS. And then we'll be doing our last live show for all of us of the year, as we always do, December 19th at the Hardee's out in St. Peter's. That just gets more fun every year. More people come out. Adriana, our little love, is raising money for Operation Food Search, the backpack program, and we welcome anyone, whether you bring us $5 or $500, to come out that day and have a party with us.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Keyshana wanted to pay homage to her son.
I lost my son to cancer when he was just 14 years old, and I came to United Healthcare to make a difference.
She instantly made an impact on others.
Anything that I could do to honor him, I understood
I was once that person on the other side.
Through her work, she's been able to turn her pain into purpose.
I do it for my boy. He gave me so much.
Hear more stories like Keshana's at UHC.com.